We catch anxiety from other people. Scientists talk about mirror neurons. And they've actually proven that when we're together with somebody, that we begin to mirror each other, and that this happens in the brain. They've done some fascinating studies with babies about this. You can look it up on the internet if you're interested in knowing more. Dr. Gabor Mate is a trauma expert, and it was from him that I first learned about emotional co-regulation. We develop self-regulation emotionally when we're exposed to people who are well-regulated. And there really isn't anything a child can do to develop that if they're not seeing it somewhere in the adults in their life. We catch anxiety and we catch calm. We all enjoy being around people who are calm because they're more present, they're breathing in a more deep and relaxed way, and we can feel our whole system really settling in when we're around them. Stress and anxiety are like a rain barrel. The closer we are to the top, the least little thing can push us over. There are a lot of really powerful practices that we can do every day to increase our resilience and to take some of the pressure off to lower the level of water in that rain barrel. It's also important to recognize and acknowledge to ourselves that we got here for a reason. If you're feeling anxious and stressed, it's because there were things in your experience that stressed you and that you didn't have enough support of the right kind to really heal from that. It takes time to develop breathing patterns that are jerky, of holding the breath, of breathing up high in the chest. These breathing patterns go against the natural breathing pattern of smooth, continuous, even, diaphragmatic, and through the nose. And it can take time for us to turn that around. One of the things that I see in the daily practice is when people come regularly, or when people do whatever practice they do on a regular basis, that things start to shift pretty quickly. My meditation teacher used to say that within a couple of months, people's really dysregulated breathing can become smooth and even and diaphragmatic and a real support for them in their everyday life. Be patient with yourself, be kind, and learn these simple tools and then practice them. That's what really makes the difference.